Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective, a podcast, man. Today is a beautiful Saturday. I just want to give a wonderful shout out to one of my students. I've known her for such a long time. She joined a lot of webinars. She asked me about these webinars a while back and saying, hey, you know, are you going to have these webinars? And, you know, I need a couple of classes. And she took some here. She took some there. And through all of the craziness, and with her perseverance and with the fear and the anxiety, which is obviously the topic of today, she was able to prevail. She got a 25 in speaking and in her TOEFL test. All she needed was a 24. She got a 24 in her writing. All she needed was a 21. And now she's going to be moving to America to teaching, not English, but teach history in Texas. And I'm just like, oh my God. That is the beautiful thing that I just love and crave so much in regards to spurring other people on to success. When she sent me that little thing, I screamed and I said, you're not going to be able to go back to sleep. She's like, no way. And it was just so funny. And I'm just like, what a success story. And I just wanted to share that because it's been such a long time, you know, obviously going back to maybe about a month ago, where I got a student to tell me, oh my God, I got this score and all these different things. But man, when you do it for someone else, it's bigger than you. It truly is. And with that being said, with that gratitude, we're going to be diving into the four fears. And before I even get into that, I just want to say congratulations. Congratulations for being here. And to be honest with you, there's this common myth that there are mythical creatures chasing us around. I remember Les Brown had told the story that, you know, he knew a man that would get chased by a dog every single day walking down this street. And then finally, he said, you know what? I'm going to turn around and I'm going to chase this dog away. He picked up a rock when this dog was chasing him on another day. And then he realized the dog didn't even have goddamn teeth. And we are literally running from things that don't even have teeth. See, people aren't driven by fear. They're driven by a higher conscious of important impulse to collaborate, that love, that build. And that's what we're really afraid of. We're afraid of what we could potentially become. That's what we're fearful of. That's what we're truly fearful of. I was just speaking, and again, I'm going to be doing some big, big podcasts coming up this upcoming week, so stay tuned for that. But Cassandra Bodzak, you know, this is a quote that I already said. And sometimes she, you know, when she started making a lot of money, she's like, oh my God, I got so scared. Like, oh my God, is this really mine? And to be honest with you, what's been happening throughout this entire year, I'm just looking and saying to myself, how the hell am I doing this? And this is something that I had to put so much emphasis on personal development, because I was wired to be afraid, you know, and it's all about that evolution. It's all about going through those leaps and bounds. And to be honest with you, again, we are driven to collaborate. We are driven to care for one another. We are driven to create and to build. And to be honest with you, more so than most of those fears, let's just not confuse ourselves and think that most people aren't driven predominantly by fears, okay? Because if they were, Jesus Christ, we'd be fearful to leave our fucking houses, right? I mean, people, we get up and we go places, and if we were so hellbound and struck by fear, we wouldn't be doing a goddamn thing. So let's just get out of that. Let's get out of our own opinions. But the thing is, to create, to bond, to build, to do something, that impulse often helps us overcome those fears. And we could do it to live a vibrant and happy and productive and fulfilling life too. Yes, we have fears, I get it. But you can overcome those to live more, to grow more, and our abilities and our capabilities to develop the courage. Yes, we are scared that our children would probably be hurt in the world. I am afraid of the littlest things out there, you know, we are afraid of rejection, but some people still go to work. Some people still post things online, risking that terrible rejection. Now, again, if we feel that we cannot move because fear is absolutely paralyzing, then obviously you have to seek help. But at the same time, I'm more of a coach, right? I don't like therapy. I was talking before my girlfriend went to school and everything. She's like, oh, you know, I really don't trust the, you know, the life coach and this and that. And I'm like, oh, I totally understand. I totally understand. I wouldn't have, you know, expect you to trust anyone. You know, I don't trust therapists. I don't trust psychiatrists because I know they're all part of Big Pharma, with all due respect to them. But if I sit in a room and this lady is giving me really bad energy, she's like, how did that make you feel? How about this? Here's medication. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Let's see how you feel. Some people say, oh, chemical imbalances. That's why I'm suffering from depression. Hey, listen, you can get all that out there. But to be honest with you, we've all been there. We've all done that. Some of us have overcome depression without taking medicine, such as myself. Yes, such as myself. And so am I the token one? But nonetheless, if you feel, and some people, yes, if you're having suicidal thoughts, something is going terribly wrong and you need to hurry up and get some form of medication to get out of that. And then you need to begin the process of personal development. But see, depression paralyzes us too. But okay, looking at the severity of a lot of cases out there. Okay, but to be honest, if it's distractions, it's about just getting that coach and moving on. So again, I'm fully aware of it. I am not a therapist. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm not a psychotherapist. I'm none of those therapists, right? I get you from point A to point B. This is exactly what Mira Butler had done for me. And so what are those common fears that we have to be aware of? Being aware of them so that we can adjust, respond, adapt, and continue to grow. See, the modern person in modern day, they fear four things that they invent in their mind. The real physical fear, okay? The need for safety, obviously, you know, dangerous things happen, a dog walking down the street, you know, we have to have that fight or flight. And so those are real fears that absolutely we need to pay attention to. But I can tell you right now, fear is just like a poor management of mind. It makes us anxious. It makes us fearful. It makes us worried, stressed, in a way that we just don't progress whatsoever. When we are aware of them, we can finally say, ah, and that's what I'm going to be talking about here today. So what I have are four things, okay? Number one, people feel ruined. And you're probably asking yourself, man, yeah, I feel like, you know, my life would be destroyed if this happens, right? Or my life would be destroyed if I do this. If I don't get into this specific college, my life is over. If someone finds out about this, I'll be embarrassed. If I lose my job, my life will be in total ruin. If crypto doesn't go up, I'm ruined, right? The external or the internal ultimately it's being looked at as decimation, right? People like to catastrophize, meaning the whole thing and everything is going to sink. I remember there was this one YouTuber. I forgot his name, as a matter of fact, but he was a very, very sought after YouTuber. He was like a big time streamer, African-American, very funny, charismatic and everything. And this guy was going through a lot of mental problems and stuff like that, just as a lot of people do. And the thing is, in his last video before he took his life on some kind of bridge, he jumped off a bridge in America. He took his own life and that was the end of it. On that last video, he kept saying and apologizing to everyone. Kept saying, I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for that. But never once did he apologize to himself. Never once did he give himself that ability and say, you know what? I'm going to stop judging myself as I've been doing over the past X amount of days, weeks, months, and years. Never did he do that. And we got to become very, very, we need to understand exactly when we always judge ourselves and we catastrophize as if the worst thing in the world is going to happen. Well, what ends up happening is that we can't move, right? We blow things up to be like just a total catastrophe, right? And we are in that spectrum sometimes. And we understand not to take things serious enough and recognize risks, you know? Now, the thing is, struggle with happiness and joy, that equals ruin. So it's kind of like, that would ruin me. We end up developing that fixed mindset. Things only true, can't develop and grow. And you no longer have a learning mindset. I never feared it because I have confidence that I can learn. I have confidence that I can keep going. I have confidence I can keep getting up. And that's what the last 2 years have taught me. Because if anything is a major lesson in life, I said, if I could overcome March, April, May, and June of 2020, nothing could get in my way. And so the willingness to try and to get better and to have that self-trust means all the difference in the world. And again, yeah, I believe in myself. And a lot of people would say, oh, well, you believe in yourself. Of course I do. What's the opposite of not believing in yourself? I ruin my own future. And so we have to learn in personal development to give ourselves credit, to see our strengths, our worth. Keep trying. Because I realized that no problem, to be honest with you, no problem, no single problem will ever ruin my life, ever. No single problem. And, you know, there have been a number of things that have happened. Me overcoming, you know, and me, I'm surprised I even had the ability, but I ended up getting, you know, a job back in 2018. I really catastrophized and said, oh my God, there's no way anyone will ever give me a job again. See, that's just a fixed mindset. We know that's bullshit, but that was my safe place of melancholy. And that leads me to number two, rejection. See, we have such a huge desire for connection, right? But we also think that our connection would be ripped away, that trust, that respect. And it ends up being put into this bucket of rejection, right? So a lot of us are like, oh, you know, I'll be lonely. I'll be cut out. I won't be part of. I won't be this. I won't be that. That's something that I would always catastrophize when I was younger. You know, when I didn't get a girlfriend, and although I had more opportunities in this country in 9 years than I could have in any three lifetimes in America. But I would always catastrophize and say, you know what, man, there's no way. No one would ever accept me. I remember back in 2015 when I was living in Bronx, and I kept saying, man, I want to get to Bangkok. I want to work out in Bangkok and meet these really cool people and do this and do that. But I just kept catastrophizing and saying, well, I'm just going to keep rejecting my own self so that I don't get hurt. You know, I wish I had that self-awareness and mindfulness when I was even in high school, right? And to be honest with you, that's what we should be taught in high school. We already know about that. But how much more rejection do you have to face in your life before you finally realize it won't ever stop? You've already been judged a million times. And you got to understand that you're going to have to knock on 10 doors before you get one yes. Les Brown said, man, he kept knocking on doors. And after a while, he never took it personal anymore because people would just say, no, slam the door. Hello, my name's Les Brown. Would you like to? No, slam the door. Some people have breakneck things. Can you imagine? They're out here in Thailand. They have those people who hand out those cards that they try to get you to sell different, you know, sell this ridiculous stuff to you. And do you know how many rejections one of them have probably in one day? Upwards to 2, 3, 4, maybe even 500 people. Because they probably approach maybe about 10 people every 10 minutes. And so imagine that. Can you imagine if they got rejected over 500 times? They become impervious to that bullshit. You know, and for you to find your partner, you're going to have to go through this shit. Remember, my first girlfriend, Filipino-American girl, too long ago for me to even remember. Satomi Nakagawa, she had the greatest person in me in her hands. She totally let it go. I'm glad she did. Beatrice, she was just someone that I liked that I need to get. She was that end goal. So once I got to Australia, then I could break away, right? Out here in Thailand, you know, I had two great opportunities back in 2017. One was a teacher. She's now married out there in Australia. Another one was just another girl. And I was just unwilling to risk everything. And to be honest with you, yes, there have been a number of times where I try to approach women and they rejected me for the color of my skin. And I've said online platforms, online websites, online applications, whatever it may be. There have been times where I see this unbelievably beautiful girl and then she totally rejects me. There have been times at the gym that people gave me dirty looks and stuff like that. Or I try saying hello and people reject me. You damn right. And it's going to take you a long time. It took me goddamn near upwards of 99 goddamn doors and maybe meetups with different women from all walks of life over the last 9 years. And finally, the one that I'm looking at on the wall, her being at work right now. Could you imagine? Hey, you got to learn how to reject rejection. See, the thing is, if you allow rejection to shut you down year after year, you need to understand, man, that's a great place to explore. You know, it's kind of like me with the spiritual work that I had to let go of racism back 2 years ago. I had to explore that. And that's something you have to explore too. Because listen, you got to realize that rejection of others doesn't need to stop us. The rejection in which they say, oh, no, sorry, no Black teacher. Sorry, I don't like Black men. Sorry, I don't like this or like that. Well, that's what they accept. I cannot change the way they see reality. That's one thing. So if they say, oh, I'm sorry, no. Or if I try doing this, or if, you know, there have been a number of students who never came back to me, right? And they're like, oh, you know, I'm very interested in some classes and they never came back. And I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I guess they're just never going to come back. Did I give up and say, oh my God, am I the worst? I'm the worst person in the world? No, absolutely not. I got up, I dusted myself off and I continued on. But the thing is, and this number three is the fear of regret. See, a lot of people would say, if I don't do this, my life will suck. If I do that thing, I'll feel ashamed and regret forever. None of us wants to be that 90-year-old rocking on a chair, okay? Or apparently being that person that's chased by dogs in a slow motion ass, you know, one of them slow motion ass dreams. I don't know if you had them before. I used to, because I had a very traumatic experience back in 2004. Not until I moved here to Thailand in 2013 when I stopped having those nightmares of dogs chasing me in my dreams, right? And nonetheless, none of us wants to be that actual dream or be that 90-year-old person rocking on a chair with that regret. See, at the end of our lives, and we're reflected, we better not be regretted. And I can tell you that right now. Not regretted. Oh, not regretted asking for that promotion or starting that business or not telling someone you love them. You know, and again, that mission to feel alive and connected goes through you. And being able to not fear that regret and say, man, if I don't do this, what's going to happen? And there are some times, you know, just recently I had to juggle something very, very interesting in my life because I kept saying, I'm like, damn, what am I going to do? Am I going to go teach these Thai students at their home, which is like 20, 30 minutes away from where my girlfriend lives right now, and throw away my entire evening? Or am I just going to trust the process? I trusted the process. Next thing you know, boom, another 6 students came right into my life within a 24-hour period. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to be like, oh, I regret not taking that job. I regret not doing this. I regret not going to that company. No, because it's all part of the process. And I'm just attached to that. So again, a lot of us, you know, if you're one of those people, oh, if I take on too much or if I take the unnecessary or inappropriate risk, you know, and that fear of regret gets in the way, or you see what I mean? These things just keep reoccurring. But if you actually persevere and you play the long game, and if you can create and build and experience anything in your life, see, that longer term perspective is needed. Stop being that person that says, if I don't do this right now, here it is. See, the thing is, a lot of people have fear of responsibility. What does that mean? Well, the thing is, oh, if I take this job, I'm going, and this is your last one. If I take this job, I'm going to have too many things to do. My life will be more complex. I will have more responsibility. If I have more on my plate, I wouldn't be able to handle it. If I have more employees, they will never grow their business. If I have more things to do, I don't want to try it. See, we think we can't handle future opportunities, demands, obligations, and that fear paralyzes us again, trying things and building things, like those greater ambitions and goals to serve. You know, there are some things that are happening right now. I'm actually, you know, in the process. I just got my very personal tax accountant. I'm going to be teaching her upper intermediate business English and, you know, how to present a number of different things. It's going to be so fascinating. And what I'm so grateful is, you know, when I was talking to her about, you know, okay, building things and, you know, doing these things and how much she wants to develop and all the other people and whatnot, I'm never fearful saying, oh my God, I have too many students right now. Let me stop because I'm not going to be able to balance. No, maybe develop a new habit, right? Develop handling your response to it now, because I can tell you right now, 10 years ago, were you still handling a lot of things and the same things that you were doing today, but in a different way? Sure you were. So what you need to do is probably you just need to develop new habits of productivity. Ask for help, receive help. See, fears may be solved with mindset work, habit work, productive work. But if that fear and you can't handle it, you're not going to be the same in the future as today. That ruin, the rejection, the regret, the responsibility. Notice when they come up. Learn that way to adopt that mindset and you will have a better future. You will be able to grow that network, grow those relationships, increase your capabilities. And guess what? You'll be able to change the world around you and the people you get in come in contact with. So with that being said, people, you have a lot to think of. What are you fearful of right now? I'm your host as always, over and out.